Unit 6. The Lost City. Page 96. Part 1. Access to information from written texts. Read the article below and then answer questions 1 to 7.
Rediscovered in 1911, the Lost City of the Incas was forgotten for 400 years. The Incas were a native people who built one of the world's greatest civilizations and ruled over the largest empire in the pre-industrial world. The Inca capital, Cuzco, was the richest city in the Americas. At the height of their power, the Incas ruled over some 12 million people in a territory that stretched some 4,000 kilometers, a little more than the distance between Tel Aviv and London. This seems even more amazing when one realizes that they did it all without the wheel, the horse, or the written word. To maintain lines of communication throughout the empire, the Incas built a vast network of trails called the Inca Trail. They used couriers who were stationed every few miles along the way and who carried memorized messages. The ancient Incas had no written language, up to 240 kilometers a day. Perhaps the most famous site along the Inca Trail, located in the middle of a tropical mountain forest, is Machu Picchu, a magnificent settlement built by the Incas between 1460 and 1470. Ignored by the Spanish conquerors and then simply forgotten for 400 years, Machu Picchu is considered one of the most beautiful and mysterious cities of the ancient world. It was rediscovered, hidden under 400 years of vegetation, in 1911 by Professor Hiram Bingham of Yale University. Machu Picchu boasts about 200 buildings, wonders of architectural genius that were planned by Inca architects. They include homes, temples, public buildings, palaces, and baths, all preserved amazingly well. Some of the blocks of granite used to build these structures weigh 50 tons and are cut with such incredible precision that not even a thin-bladed knife can be inserted between them. Following his discovery, Bingham, together with other scientists, made further expeditions to Machu Picchu. Using what were then considered advanced methods to analyze their findings, they pieced together what they believed to be the story of Machu Picchu, concluding that Machu Picchu was the birthplace of the Incas and an Inca shrine of great religious significance. According to scientists today, Bingham's conclusion is no longer valid, and a new theory has been put forward. The modern research techniques used in re-examining Machu Picchu have produced what scientists now believe is the real story of Machu Picchu. Today, Inca researchers believe that rather than a spiritual center, Machu Picchu was a royal estate. They claim that while this may disappoint those who would rather embrace Machu Picchu for its spiritual significance, it in no way takes away from Machu Picchu's importance, or from the fact that it is one of the most remarkable places in the world. In 1983, Machu Picchu was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site, thus officially making it one of the most important cultural and natural sites on Earth. Today, the ancient Inca city, a magnet for young people backpacking through South America, is one of the most popular sites on the entire continent. It is Peru's main tourist attraction, and a symbol of immense national pride for the Peruvian people.